The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. When Jesus told the parable of the farmer sowing the seed, he was reflecting upon his own life experience as a teacher. His preaching had widely different results. Forget his enemies for a moment. Think of those who were not hostile toward him. Some of these were idly curious. They had heard about him, and they had heard how great a preacher he was, and so they went to hear for themselves. Some found him stimulating at first, but they too, like the soil in the gospel, were too shallow to accept the challenge and apply his words to their lives. Others were just too busy to give him much attention at all. And then there were the ones whose minds were open. They recognized him for what he was, the greatest teacher of all time, and they took his lesson to heart. They weren't any smarter or better educated than the others. The difference was not in their mind, but in their heart. They were open, ready for something new, something that would change their lives for the better. The Word. We frequently hear about the Word of God, or the phrase Word of God. We know the Word of God refers to the second person of the Divine Trinity, our Lord Jesus Christ. And the word, the name Jesus Christ, is capitalized, as would be the Word of God when referring to our Lord. But if we look closely in verse 11, the word "word" is not capitalized. It should remind us of the creation account. For instance, when God said, "Let there be light," there was light. The word of God is highly effective. At the celebration of the Eucharist, in a few moments, we will say, "Lord, I am not worthy, but only say the word, and my soul will be healed." If God's word is effective, then our prayer will be answered. God's word is like seed that will produce a hundredfold. In today's parable, Jesus does not just sow seed on the good ground, but sows it on all types of ground. Some people will be like seed that fell on the path. Others like seed that fell on the rocky ground. Some like the seed that fell among the thorns. And some will be like the seed that fell on rich soil. As we gather here and we hear the word of God spoken, how effective do we think that word can be? And I think that depends upon, like the gospel, where the word of God falls. And hopefully, each and every one of us will be able to say that the word of God will fall on good ground, good soil within my heart.